Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. We have really award-winning recording artist and producer Donald Lawrence is making his first appearance here on our program to talk to us not only about his love of music and his ministry of music, but also to introduce his single released here on our program. Donald, it's really a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
All right. Hi. How are you?
Doing really well. You know, I think when we first said that you were going to be coming on the program, Donald, people have automatically a certain song of yours that comes to mind that really inspires them and seems to really reach them where they are. I'd like to begin the conversation there. What has it been like for you to have this career where you have music that literally seems to change people's lives because of the messages in it?
You know what? It's definitely, I honor it. I smile when I hear people tell me that I made them smile. I smile when people tell me that, you know, this particular song got me through some of the worst times of my life. I think that it's just why I've been graced to be here to write, you know, music that helps. It's almost kind of like music therapy. It kind of is it gives them advice. It gives them scriptural lessons, and it also gives them an answer for why they have gone through what they go. But it also tells them how to get out of it and how to move forward.
Right, right. And you know, this is a gift that you've known that you've had for quite some time. But when you really, I think, you know, realized that this was something that was going to impact not only your life or in those around you, but really the world. The world now has the opportunity to be able to share, Donald, in the music that you create. When did you realize that moment? When did you know that this was something that God had given you really to be able to be a steward for the world?
You know, I can't say when I knew it. I just moved in it, you know.
Gotcha.
I think that it's almost kind of like, I mean, you don't know that you're going to have arms. They just grow, you know. You don't know,
right.
You know, your hair just grows. And so when it's right. An extension of who you are, it just shows up. I don't think that you even think about it when it's just organic like that. So for me, who I am, I just continue to evolve into it. It just showed up and it just made sense.
Yeah, just made sense. And so it's interesting that you said, you know, when you hear from people about the response to the music, Donald, you know, how it makes you feel. Can you explain or can you put in words what music does for you, what this message does for you? Because I always feel as though our gifts, you know, really I think are able to help us, to sustain us, so that we can then be of benefit to other people. What has this gift done for you personally to help you in your own relationship with God?
Well, you know what? I think that what it does for me, it makes, well, I guess I put it like this. I understand why I'm here, and when I see the gift working and doing what it's supposed to do, it lets me know that the agreement of why I decided to come is being fulfilled. So therefore, it makes me happy because I think the happiest people on this planet are people who work inside their purpose, who understand what that is. So it's not so much as what the gift does for me itself, it's the fact that I honor that I have the gift and I'm using the gift the way I was meant to use it. That's how I'm inspired.
And I think we all, Donald, I think you would agree, we all have these gifts that God has given
absolutely.
Us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
and
I've been teaching that. Yeah,
yeah, it really, I think, is amazing, though, how that he allows individuals like yourself to be put on a platform where, you know, you're able to minister to a larger group of people. Was that, I know you said that this was really just a part of who you are and the gift really evolved from that, but when you saw where it was taking you, what was it like to know that you had been honored with this ability to be able to do this in a way that really people, you know, that you would probably never meet would be impacted by it?
You know what? I think that it's definitely, It's amazing. Still am blown away by it. I was just really teaching a lesson. It's kind of something I'm working on. I was teaching people, you know, like I started very small. I mean, I grew up in Gastonia, North Carolina, like a suburb of Charlotte. However, anything that I did, I was such a perfectionist that I honored it, whether it would be 10 people there or, you know, 500 people there, which was a lot then. I've been teaching people to just honor your grace, whatever you've been graced to do, wherever it is, whether it's like for the local church or for the international stage. If you just honor it and give it 150% and not even worry about what somebody else is doing based on them being somewhere larger than you are, you honor your own grace. I think that that's when you'll realize what the scripture says, that, you know, if you'll just be faithful over a few things, he'll make you ruler over many. So what I've learned is I've just learned to just honor my space, not worry about what I didn't get and what somebody else got, not worry about who's doing this this big and I'm doing it this small, just to honor the fact that I'm doing what I was put here to do. And that's really the blessing in it for me.
It really is. And I think if more of us looked at it that way, Donald, I think we would all be a lot better off, and definitely
it would take pressure
off
of us. You know, sometimes, you know, you see everybody doing something you think is so great and you want to do it that big, but what the scripture speaks about everybody having a grace for our own gifts, and sometimes we don't have the grace to do it where they're doing it. It doesn't mean that it's better or bigger. It just means that you are graced to do it this way for this set of people. They're graced to do it that way for that set of people. And once you really, really honor that, it takes pressure off of you. If you're looking at charts and looking at awards and looking at, oh, was this many people at their concert? Is that many people in my concert? You know, it just takes all that out of it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think, well, let me just say, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking with Grammy and Stellar Award-winning recording artist and producer Donald Lawrence. He's talking with us about this journey for him. We were talking about it at the beginning of the conversation, about what it's like for him to be able to reach the world through this gift of music. He also was sharing with us that this is something that has always been with him. And now, of course, all of us are able to benefit through the message that's being shared through him, and also, of course, the music and what it has done for him. But I was just going to say, Donald, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine out of Florida, Dee Wilkins, who's the founder of Impact Magazine, and we were talking about purpose just the other day and identifying our purpose and realizing that our purpose is ours and not to be compared to other people. There are a lot of people out there, as you were just saying, and this is what made me think about this, who look at, they are looking to the left, they're looking to the right, they're seeing what other people are doing. How do you help people, especially young people, to understand to just be content with the gift they've been given and watch it grow instead of worrying about what's going on around them?
Well, I mean, just what I just said, and it's something that I'm going to kind of teach a little further on, is to teach them to honor your grace. What I call it is embracing your grace place and understanding that there's a grace given to all of us. And that grace is gift is our gift. Our gift has been graced, and our gift will take us and bring us before great men. But you have to just understand what your gift is and honor it where it is. And when you honor it, it means that no matter who's here, how big or how small, I'm going to give it the best that I got. And when you start doing that and paying attention to what you're doing and stop paying so much attention to what everybody else is doing, you'll find that you're moving further. You slow yourself down looking what everybody else is doing. The fastest runner is usually the one who keeps his head direct. If it's looking at who, if it's competition, it sometimes slows you down because you end up not seeing what's in front of you because you're so busy looking at the person that's running beside you. So I think that my lesson for them would just to be to honor and every day get to love you. Whatever you consider an imperfection, love that. Whatever you consider as a perfection, love that. Just get to love you and love what God gifted you. And I think as you grow, because some of these things just don't happen when you're young. They're just not. You're not mature enough, and they don't. But as you mature, you will begin to love just the difference that you are, the different that you are. You'll be glad that you're not like anybody else. And hey, well, they went that way, I went this way. Hey, they did get it that big, I got it this small. But, you know, that means I still got some big to go. You know, it just varies. And I think that when you look at it that way, it will lighten it up a little bit. You won't put so much stress on you.
I think that's a great segue to the single release.
Yeah,
we're talking about putting that stress off. Okay,
yeah.
Talk to us about this project because, you know, I think, you know, people are always excited to see what you're going to speak on next and how it's going to reach them. And of course, it always is timely, always relevant. When this project was coming together, what was your main motivation? What were you hoping that it would do for those that would hear it?
You know what? This particular project is not actually a project I produced. I mean, Living Word is my church. Pastor Winston is my pastor. It was a collective effort of myself, Walt Whitman, Kim Stratford, and who produced the project, Ed Tucker, and John from our audio team. This was a vision of all of them. Of course, with me being there, me having so much experience in the recording business. You know, Pastor Winston said, Donald, I need you to come in and help guide them on this. They want to do this, but you've been there, you've done it. Please do that. So it was a collective effort of us coming together, picking the songs and everything. But the word released was a word that was released in our church. It was something that was spoken to our church. And that song just became an anthem for our church because of a prophetic word that someone spoke one New Year's Eve. And we had already learned the song. So by the time we sang the song right after they put that there, you know, it really was just a whole new release in our church. And that's kind of why the album is named that. That's why that is the title cut. But this particular project wasn't a project I went in and said, this is what it's going to be this. It was a project I said, hey, I want to tie my talent back here and my experience in the marketplace to make sure you do this right. So that really is what the project is for me, was to be able to undergird and help and give knowledge where I've learned and give back.
Well, I know it is definitely appreciated, Donald. We're going to actually be closing out with that single release.
Thank you.
Here on the program. I want you to just speak, if you don't mind, for our listeners for a moment about your journey and your experience, as well as looking at where we are in the world. There's so much fear out there because people, you know, are going through their own challenges. They're facing their own demons. They're going through all of these things. What do you say to individuals to help them to know the importance of not giving up and to hang in there and don't forget who they serve and why they serve it?
Well, I think that anybody with a challenge, I would just really, really to say it's all about, I think that everything about life is perception, and you can either look at a challenge as a challenge or you can look at a challenge as a lesson. It could either be a vitamin for you to make you stronger for what's ahead, or either it could be something that can take you out. I just prefer to perceive challenges as a vitamin, as a lesson that's going to prepare me for something bigger. It's just like lifting heavier weights every time you go to the gym. So when we start looking at challenges as a lesson, as a vitamin, it prepares us for the future, and that will make you not feel so bad about it. You won't feel like such a failure. You won't feel like that everything and everybody is always on me and nothing ever goes right for me. You'll start honoring that and say, God, I must really be a strong person because every time I turn around, they're increasing the weight. And that really must mean I'm getting incredibly stronger. Then all of a sudden, one day when you least expect it, you will hear the word of the Lord come to you, and he will say, you have been a great servant, and you are officially released. From here on, the blessings of the Lord make it the rich and added no sorrow, which means that the struggle is over, and you're going to be blessed without any struggle whatsoever. They will come easy for you.
I think that's a great message, Donald. We appreciate you sharing that. Again, Donald Lawrence, everyone. Donald, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, as well as how they can, of course, stay updated with you online as well.
Okay, they can go to DonaldLawrence.com. You can also catch me on Twitter at Donald Lawrence, or Facebook. You can go to my Facebook page, Donald Lawrence.
All right. Well, Donald, congratulations to you again on all of the success and the blessings, man, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Likewise, my friend.
All right. Again, as we mentioned, the single release, we're going to be closing out with that here in a moment. But if you missed any part of the conversation with Donald, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. It's been a pleasure speaking with you all this afternoon. Glad that Donald could stop by and share with us a little bit. And I think the message there is very important, and that is to remember who you are and why you are here, and to know that you were created for a purpose. And then it's up to you to be able to walk in that purpose, and then you can fully understand what it means to be released. Here is that single release that we talked about from that same project. We'll be back with more Conversations Live. Make sure you stay with us.
That's a prophetic word to you today. I came to speak to you. The Lord gave me these lyrics, and He sent me here to tell you tonight that you are officially released. You might as well put a smile on your face. You might as well put a smile on your face. The struggle is officially over. Doors that have been hard for you are going to be open easily now. You're not going to have to work for anything anymore. No more toil over your life. God is saying this.
You are
released.
Released.
Conversations Live. And I think as we end this segment, I think the important thing to remember is that there is something out there that allows us to become free. We don't have to remain shackled in our lives. We don't have to remain shackled in our situations. The key is out there. It's all up to us searching it and then using it. And that is what that song, I think, reminds us. And it also reminds us that the key cannot come from us. It comes from something larger than ourselves. And that, of course, we know is our Heavenly Father. So we hope that you will be able to use that as you're going through your own journey in life today. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.